Sometimes I think about changing the name of this podcast to the Go Fuck Yourself Podcast. I mean, it almost make more sense, right? Because it's, come on, I'm screaming about Go Fuck Yourself. The Go Fuck Yourself Podcast, episode 347. Today on the Go Fuck Yourself Podcast, Go Fuck Yourself. Starring Go Fuck Yourself with your host, Go Fuck Yourself. And also starring Go Fuck Yourself and Go Fuck Yourself. Brought to you by our sponsors, Go Fuck Yourself, Go Fuck Yourself, and Go Fuck Yourself.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Look for a safe space, it's not here.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You shove your opinion up your ass, that way Obama's cock has something to keep it company until Hillary Clinton's cock gets in there.
You are wrong, or I am right.
The fuck is on the floor? Is this shit alive? Who fucking knows? Oh, great, I put my finger in it. I'm probably contaminated. I don't know. Looked like it was growing. Randy, the fucking monitor's down. Thank you. Holy shit. My eardrums. Oh shit, we're recording. Hi, I am the great one himself. I'm the founder. Excuse the fuck. I'm dying on the podcast. All right, he's dead. Okay, moving on. I was killed, and this is no longer stating the obvious. This is the Go Fuck Yourself podcast, because I just died, and somebody else is taking over. That's what happens when you try to drink water and talk at the same time. You know what else I gotta do? I gotta do laundry. Shit. And you got my list for the day, right? Fuck. This is the fourth episode we recorded today. Randy and I took a little break. I went out walking around. There's some cloud cover coming in. Looks like it might rain, might not. It's nice outside. Temperature went down a little bit. Walked around, looked at the babes, took a few pictures, hung out. Ran, speaking of girls. I can't find a boyfriend. I ran across this chick that I know. Who? You know, here's the thing. Girls, I know that, Randy, what happened? Where the fuck are we at? Hang on a second, guys. Randy, what fucking episode are we on here? Because we did episode 3, that was 320. Right? So what is this one? This is 323. This is episode 6. Episode 6 of Statheist Femistatist Defend Muslim Rapist. Episode 6. This will be the final episode. I will even dare to say it is possible. Not likely, because we know how I am, but it is possible. This will be a shorter episode than normal, because I'm just going to wrap up the rest of this. So we're going to get back to talking about Muslims raping white women and how white women make excuses for the Muslims, because of course Muslims can't control themselves, right? I mean, they're being controlled by the patriarchy. It's not like they have agency or morality or anything like that. This whole thing in Germany where they have to have brochures, pamphlets, whatever the fuck they are, to teach the Muslims that you can't just walk up to women you don't know and start groping them and pulling their clothes off. I mean, these are the men. These are the people. And again, it makes, because here we go again. You can say what you want about Muslims. Muslim men are not cowards. These are men who walk up to women in public, women they've never seen in their lives, grab their titties, grab their asses, start pulling their clothes off. How many white men from North America would do that? Almost none. Virtually none. Because they'd be terrified of the ramifications. Muslim men, they don't give a shit. They're not scared. This is why white women want these Muslim men to come and fuck them. Because they are the manliest men on the planet Earth right now. Anyway, before I get back to that, let's complain about... I'm moving furniture. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Is he jacking off already? No, it was a previous episode where I promised I would jack off as soon as the first white woman in the United States is raped by a Muslim, and I'm going to be sure and put that on the predictions page. It's not a prediction, it's a promise. Or a threat, depending how you look at it. Let's talk about women. You can't find a boyfriend, there's no good man. So there's this chick I know. She's hot. I mean, I'd do it. I've thought about doing it. I've tried doing it. I tried twice even to hook up with her. And both times she blew me off, and that's fine. I mean, you got one chance, and I was stupid. I gave you a second chance. That was my fault. Anyway, I just saw her, and she's like, hey, great one, what's up? And I just kind of waved back to her and kept on walking. And this is the point. It's like, she's hot. She's like, she's got pretty much, I'm not saying I'd settle down and marry her and make kids, but she's dating material, except she has a mustache. Her mustache is thicker than mine is. She has a fucking mustache. And you women go, why can't I find a boyfriend? You expect men to go to the Datanomics book. Women expect men to go to college and get degrees and have good jobs. And women expect men to fucking pay for everything. And they expect you to have nice shoes. And they expect you to have a car. And they expect you to be nice to their mom. And all their shit. And all I would expect from this bitch is just get rid of the fucking mustache, and I would put some effort into trying to fuck you. So all you have to do is just get rid of the mustache. Is she going to do... No! Fuck no! Because see, women are like, well, a man should just love me the way I am. I shouldn't have to change for him. Okay, so girls, ladies, bimbos, whores, cunts, women, females... There's some 23-year-old virgin in his mom's basement. He plays computer games all day. He weighs 200 pounds. He's got pimples on his face. Why don't you love him the way he is? Why should he have to change? Why should he have to change? He has a job delivering pizza. Why should he have to change? He doesn't have to change because you're going to import Muslim rapists to give you the good sperm. Because, by God, he's not... good enough for you, and that's understandable, but you're not good enough for him either. You give him no incentive to get out of the basement, to lose the weight, to stop being a virgin toe. You're just worthless. You're skanky. You're covered in tattoos. You got the piercings. You got the orange hair. You got the mustache. There's just no incentive. And the Muslim men, their standards are a lot lower than ours. They're braver. They're more courageous than we are. White men are bigger cowards than Muslims, but oh God, actually, no. White men really don't have any standards. I mean, I'm out walking around. I look at the women that some of these white men I see are with, and yeah, actually, they don't have standards. I was wrong about that. See, this is why I'm always right, because when I'm wrong, I say, "Oh shit, I was wrong about that," and I change. I say, "Yeah, I correct myself." For a moment there, I was wrong. I was saying that white men have standards in women, and then I remembered, no, they don't. Actually, they don't. They don't. Oh, they don't. But you can't have what doesn't exist. A woman with standards. All right, was there anything else I was going to fucking bitch about before we get started in earnest? It seems like I had something else on my brain, but I don't remember what it was. I mean, other than sex. I always have sex on the brain. Let's continue reading. Here we go. Picking up where we left off, here in episode 6 of Statheist Femistatist, Defend Muslim Rapist. Episode 6, title yet to be determined. We're still reading this article about the women getting raped. They were in Sweden, yada, 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 yada. Oh, here we go. Quote, who are we quoting? Who the fuck are we quoting? This is Ingrid Karlfist, or however you pronounce it. This is what she says. This, referring to Muslims raping white women, this has, of course, been going on for many years, but the Swedes have been so brainwashed by the government and the mainstream media that no one has protested about the rape in Sweden. But that has all changed. These days, no one can escape the horrible realities. Just a few miles from here is a little village that used to have 900 inhabitants. But last year, the authorities placed 400 asylum seekers in that little village. That means that almost half of the total population is now people from Somalia, Eritrea, I've never even heard of that place, Afghanistan, and Syria. It's really turned the whole village upside down. I have talked to people who lived and work around there. At first, they were happy to welcome people to this part of the world. They arranged lunches and Christmas celebrations and donated clothing to the migrants. Now, many of the locals are afraid and confused. With tears in their eyes, they tell me about how their friendly village has been transformed by these young, aggressive male asylum seekers. The asylum seekers scream at the locals, call the women whores. So do I, and there's a reason why we call them whores. They steal from the shops. They don't seem at all grateful or happy to be here. Why should they be? Why, they don't need to be grateful. They have a right. They have a right to fuck your women and to get your fucking welfare. It's not your country anymore, you fucking selfish, goddamn racist, sexist, homophobic white people. Don't you understand? You all you fucking white people in Sweden, you're members of the Ku Klux Klan. You fucking hate minorities. You're fucking racist, sexist, and homophobic. That's not your land. That is the fucking Muslims. Those women, those fucking white women, your vaginas belong to them now. Okay, you need to shut the fuck up, get your fucking burqa, and shut your fucking mouth. Many wonder what these asylum seekers expected when they arrived in Sweden. I'm tell you exactly what they expected. They expected what they're getting. They expected government funding. They expected free stuff. They expected to rape women. They expected to do what the fuck they want. They expected to bring their shitty culture with them. Let's go over this again. Okay, Muslims are fleeing Muslim countries. Why are Muslims fleeing Muslim countries, you say? Well, because the Muslim countries are shitholes. Oh, really? Why are the Muslim countries shitholes? Oh, yeah, because they're filled with Muslims. So Muslims are all in Muslim countries, and the Muslim countries are shitholes. How do you think they got to be shitholes? Oh, that's right. White men came over from the United States and made the Muslim countries into shitholes. Now, actually, the person who's bombing the Muslim countries and killing them with flying robots, that would be Hussein Obama. He's actually black. Well, he's half black. He couldn't even get full black. He just half-assed it. He couldn't even get out fucking full black. He's just half black. That's how much you call fucking underachieving. So the person who's making these Muslim countries a shithole is your messiah, Hussein Obama. He's half black. Oh, but he's half white. It's the half white side of him that's doing it. See, he's got like this psychological dual personality thing that's caused by the half black side and the half white side battling with each other. And his black side, which is pure and virginal and pristine and only wants peace, is trying to take control and keep control. But sometimes the evil patriarchal white side of him, it comes out and it takes control of his body and it forces him to do things against his will, like order the military to drop bombs on Syria. Yeah, so it's really all the fault of the patriarch. Alright, fine, fuck it. You caught me, it's my fault. I'm the one. I have white skin. See, yeah. Look, I have a ball sack. There it is, right there, ball sack. Yeah, I am the one who turned all the Muslim countries into shitholes. Those Muslims, if it weren't for me, they wouldn't throw homosexuals off of buildings, they wouldn't cut people's heads off, they wouldn't kill themselves as suicide bombers. In fact, 9/11, here it is, guys. 9/11 was an inside job. I did it. I mind controlled those Muslims and I made them fly the airplanes into the Twin Towers. All right, you got me. You've got me. I confess. It's all the patriarchy. Which is fascinating because, of course, countries like Sweden, Germany, United States, they're filled with evil, racist, sexist, homophobic, patriarchal white men. So why do all these peace-loving Muslims want to come to these countries that have these terrible, evil white men in them? I can't fucking figure this out. I mean, clearly, countries like Germany, Sweden, the United States, these are the worst places on the planet Earth to live, right? I mean, think about all the disadvantages of living in these terrible countries that are filled with white people. Electricity, indoor plumbing, highways. Who would build the roads, right? You got iPhones, you got computers, you got motherfucking Western Sizzlers, you got gas stations, you got fucking Apple products. You got, what the fuck else? Randy, what the fuck else do we have? You got Amazon.com. You know, I mean, god damn it, dude. The standard of living in these countries is just shitty, especially compared to the wonderful Muslim countries where you have the ability to kill people for being homosexuals. You can rape women in public. Even if they're your cousin, you can marry your cousin and give birth to lower IQ children. I mean, all of these wonderful things, these wonderful advantages. I heard in some Muslim countries they do have indoor plumbing, but hopefully they'll be able to overcome that soon and they could just go back to shitting on themselves. Yeah, I'm just baffled. I'm totally fucking baffled. Why the wonderful, peace-loving Muslims would want to come to a shithole like Sweden or Germany or the United States? I mean, there's just nothing here other than racist, sexist, homophobic white men. Ah, well, if nothing else, at least the Muslims coming here will get rid of the homosexuals and beat the women back into shape. I am looking forward to the return of the patriarchy under our new Islamic regime. I am excited for this to happen. And as I said, the beautiful part is that it's going to help result in the downfall of the government in the United States and bringing the Muslims here to rape women and kill homosexuals and be on welfare, in addition to contributing to the downfall of the federal government of the United States, is also sanctioned and approved and organized by the government of the United States. It's like playing Russian roulette with six bullets in the gun. It's just beautiful. Oh man, I just cannot wait. I am enjoying the decline. Are you enjoying the decline? Enjoy the Decline by Aaron Cleary, available on Amazon.com in Kindle or paperback version. Are you enjoying the decline? Oh, I'm enjoying the decline. It's beautiful. All right. The Daily Savangard Dagblatt, some newspaper, interviewed Salar from Iraq, who complained. This is Salar. This is the Iraq refugee who's in Sweden, you know, getting his ass kissed by the government. He's complaining. This is what he has to say. We can't sit here and wait for the decision on resident permits indefinitely. We sit at the asylum house all day long and do nothing. Our children have nothing to do. There is no playgrounds there. And the food that is served here is strange. It doesn't look like the kind of food we are used to. Unquote. So your kids can't entertain themselves. Don't they have iPhones or something? What do they need a playground for? The food is strange. Oh, shit. You know, whenever I go to a foreign country, I always expect the food to be exactly like it is in my country. Really? You left Iraq. You left the fucking paradise of Iraq. And you went to this shithole called Sweden. And you expect them to have the same fucking food. Really? God damn it, I can't wait for these people to come to the United States and rape white women. I know I'm just repeating myself. God damn it. Fucking Christ. Muslims are so wonderful. Muslims are, they're just as smart as anybody else. They just, really? They're going to a foreign country and they fucking expect the same food they have back in their country. No, they're not fucking smart. They're fucking stupid. Okay? They're fucking stupid. But they're not cowards. They're not cowards. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been vilified by the establishment media for saying he wishes to protect Europe from invading migrants and preserve Hungary as a Christian nation. That's because Hungary, led by no-nonsense Prime Minister Viktor Orban, is building a razor-wire fence along its southern border with Croatia, Serbia, and Romania, stopping the migrants in their tracks and infuriating the European Union's globalist leaders. The globalists running the EU have roundly criticized him for splitting Europe in two and stopping the free flow of migrants into their continent. Orban has said he wants to preserve Hungary's Christian heritage and he will only accept Christian refugees from the Middle East. My God, look, there's somebody with some balls. Oh my God, I love it. That's beautiful. All right, different order. What is this? Oh, great. Here we are. Here we are with me attempting to drink water and spilling it all over myself because that's what I do best. Once again, damn good thing this is not a video show. All right, then. So after the praising we had here about how wonderful Muslims are and how good they are to the women in their host countries, then I was preparing all of this material to do this podcast when the Orlando shooting happened. And, of course, I read this, and it's like, oh, look, a Muslim shot a bunch of homosexuals. I started laughing. I laughed really hard and really long because I told you so, and Muslims throw homosexuals off of buildings. I mean, come on, guys. And then, of course, when we found out that Omar Fucktard was a homosexual himself, oh, then it all became even so much clearer, so much funnier. So anyhow, here are a couple of articles about that. Washington. President Obama said Monday that while it appeared the gunman in Orlando, Florida massacre had been inspired by extremist information he found on the internet, there was no clear evidence he had been part of a wider terrorist plot directed by the Islamic State. So, and I love this. As soon as this happens, right, step number one, protect the Muslims. Step number one in the media, talked about, oh, but the Muslims and they're so peaceful and it's not the Islam's fault, blah, blah. Step number two, blame it on the internet. I'm still waiting. And I don't do the news. This may have already happened by now. I have no fucking idea. I'm still waiting for the connection between Omar Fucktard and the Manosphere. I'm waiting. It's going to come out. He's like, he read one of Roosh's books, or, you know, He frequently visited blogs in the Manosphere. He read blogs written by pickup artists. If it hasn't happened yet, it's gonna happen. Quote, I think we're still quoting, yes it is, this is, we're quoting the Messiah, the Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president, and the second coming of Jesus Christ, unless you're a Jew, in which case he's the first coming, or a Muslim, in which he's, I don't know, second coming of Muhammad, I don't fucking know, I don't care. Quote, saith the Messiah, his Lord and Savior, as far as we can tell right now, this is certainly an example of the kind of homegrown extremism that all of us have been so concerned about for a very long time. Unquote. Yeah, I remember back in the 40s and 50s, we were terrified of the really long time. Me, personally, I've been concerned about homegrown terrorism for like, I don't know, 3,000, maybe 4,000 years. This is a major, major fucking thing that I am so concerned about. Quote, we're still quoting the Messiah, the Lord and Savior. One of the biggest challenges we are going to have is this kind of propaganda and perversions of Islam that you see generated on the internet, and the capacity for that to seep into the minds of troubled individuals or weak individuals, and seeing them motivated to take actions against people here in the United States and elsewhere in the world, said the Lord and Savior, the Messiah. Again, see, it's the internet's fault. Here's a question. Omar Fucktard was born and grew up in the United States. You've heard this before. You're going to hear it again. Didn't Omar Fucktard have 12 years of public education? Did he go to college? I don't know if he went to college or not. He probably did. Everybody goes to college. You have to go to college. Man, the government fucking throws money at you that, you know, go to college because, you know, blah, blah, blah. But even if he had 12 years of public education, did they teach him anything? Did they give him enough fucking reasoning skills to, if there is in fact this evil propaganda and perversions of Islam on the internet, well, why wasn't he given any critical thinking skills to separate propaganda from fact on the internet? I mean, he had 12 fucking years of public education. What did he learn? Oh, that's right. He learned that white people are racist, that Republicans hate black people. He learned that global warming is going to kill everybody, but it's still okay for you to use electricity. He learned that Islam is the religion of peace. He learned that it's okay for the government to kill people, because if the government can't kill people, who's going to build the fucking roads? In those 12 years of public school, did he learn any critical thinking skills that might have helped him combat this evil propaganda on the internet, probably put there by heterosexual white men with jobs, that made him want to kill homosexuals for Allah? Did he get those skills? No! Fuck no, because he was too busy being propagandized. The mass shooting at an Orlando nightclub early Sunday was the deadliest in United States history. Yeah, I mean, this certainly, yeah. A lot more people died than, I don't know, between the war between the states, Revolutionary War, World War One, World War Two. Just so fucking deadly. One out of every three people in the crowded Pulse nightclub was killed or injured. Of course they were, because none of them had guns. Again, you know, all of this, and this is the gun control wackos just all over the fucking place. You already know this is not news. Okay, so there's 100 people who got shot. One out of every three was killed or injured. So he shot about 100. That means there's 300 people in there. 300 people. I mean, if three of them, even if one, but if three of them would have had sidearms. Sorry, kids, if you're going to go to a gun-free zone, and which is an obvious target for people to come and shoot. And there's another school shooting. Well, let's see. Were you in a school? Did you know that school shootings always take place in schools? Did anybody in the school have a gun? No? Oh, really? Wow. Why are you surprised? Why the fuck are you surprised? Okay, here we go. Here's how to end public school shootings. You'll never have another public school shooting. Do I want to do this? Randy, where are we at on time? Because I don't want to fucking go over. Number one, eliminate public schools. That's the obvious one. But let's say you're stupid, you know, the government, build the roads, just shut the fuck up. Let's say we're going to keep public schools. So when there's a public school shooting, what happens? Let's say there's a homosexual Muslim in a gay nightclub shooting people, okay? When either of these things happen, what happens? The police show up, and the police stay outside the building. Because the guy with the gun, the shooter, is inside the building. If the police go inside the building, they might get shot. Now, are the police cowards? Yes. But is it understandable? I mean, and I just called the police cowards. Okay, so we've established what my opinion of police, but let's be fucking brutally honest for a moment. Let's say you're a cop. You got two kids, you got a family, you're not making, you know, $800,000 a year or some shit with 4 weeks of vacation. I mean, they're not getting paid some giant shit ton of money. Contrary to what you probably think, they don't fire their weapons very often. They're not trained to deal with what is essentially a combat situation. I was in fucking military, I was in the light infantry. Not saying I wouldn't get shot and fuck up, but I have been trained to deal with a combat situation. Most police officers, we're not talking about the special forces, the SWAT, those guys, just the average cop, not trained to deal with that. They write tickets. That's what they do. They're revenue generators. They pull people over and write speeding tickets. Okay? So you're this cop. You 90% of your job is writing speeding tickets. Okay? You shot your gun. You fired your gun one time a month. Down in the range, you fire off one clip. You show up, there's some fucking, and you have no idea. Remember, we're armchair quarterback. You show up, there's a shooting going. You don't know how many people are in there with guns. You don't know how many psychos are in there shooting. You don't know what kind of arms they have. You don't know, are there explosives? You know, have they set up some tripwires? Have they booby-trapped shit? Are there two of them? Is there a guy with a sniper rifle somewhere waiting to pick off the cops as they try to get in the building? You have no fucking idea. You have no fucking idea. At home, you got a wife, you got two kids. What exactly is your incentive to go inside that building and try to stop the shooter? You don't know what's going on. What is the police officer's incentive to go the fuck in that building, the gay nightclub, the public school, and try to stop the shooter? Is that really worth his life? You know what? As much as I hate cops, are something more important than my hatred for the police, that is intellectual honesty. Intellectual honesty says there's no fucking reason for him to go in there. None. None. Now, public school shooting. You know who does have a reason to go in there with a gun? The parents of the children who are in the school. Because I don't have any kids. If I had kids, my kid was, I would rather my kid die than go to public school, but let's say theoretically I have a kid, and theoretically the kid is in public school. And I'm sitting there and I'm sitting here on the internet. I'm recording Stating the Obvious right now or whatever. I'm beating off. I'm playing a computer game. I'm reading a book. I'm fantasizing about killing statists with a machine gun. Whatever the fuck it is I'm doing something. And suddenly I find out that there's some psycho in my child's school shooting people. Oh, it's on. I'm grabbing every gun I have. I'm going to the school. I'm going in the school and I'm going to find the son of a bitch and I'm going to kill him and I'm going to get my fucking child. And if the cops get in my way, I'll shoot the fucking pigs as well. I will ask them, is it worth your life to get between me and protecting my child? Because I don't give a fuck if you have a badge. I will fucking kill you. You're a fucking pig. Shut the fuck up. Go back to hiding behind your police car, which I understand. You have no incentive to go in that school. You have no incentive. I do. That's who has parents. Here you go. End public school shootings forever. In every public school, you get all the parents who are willing to participate. They get their guns, and every day that school is in session, you have three parents. They're on like a scheduled rotation. You have three parents in the school. They have a sidearm. They have a shotgun. They have a rifle. And they're just hanging out, waiting for some psycho to fucking come in. And that's all it takes. There'll never be another public school shooting because those parents will be defending their children and their friends' children. There will be no more public school shootings. End. Done. Finished. Finitoed. This will never happen because, as I've explained before, the state wants children in public schools to be shot. Because when these happen, it terrifies those of you who are stupid, and you call for more gun control. Same thing here. You got this club full of homosexuals. They're dancing. A fucking faggot Muslim fucktard comes with 12 years of public education, comes in and starts shooting people. All you had to do is have three people in there with sidearms, and the casualty rate would have been cut in half, if not less. But no, everybody in this club, every one of them, including Omar Fucktard. Omar Fucktard was a liberal Democrat. He was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. He wasn't going to vote for Donald Trump. Everybody in that gay club, the club wasn't gay. Everybody in there was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Everybody in there was a liberal left-wing statist. Everybody in there thinks that white men are racist, sexist, and homophobic. Everybody in there, every one of these people who got a bullet in them, is in favor of gun control. No sympathy. No sympathy here at all. None. Zilch. Zip. No sympathy. None. If three of you would have had sidearms. But oh no, guns are evil. Guns are a tool of the patriarchy. We need more gun control. Law enforcement officials are scrutinizing the material Mr. Mateen came across online in order to better understand the path that led him to the murderous rampage on Sunday, Mr. Obama said. Because, yeah, we're just going to look at what he saw on the internet and we can figure out what happened in his brain because of that. So if somebody looks at a website on the internet, how do you know that? Well, all right, never mind. What I was going to say before I realized that not everybody's intelligent like I am. Most of you are stupid. If you look at my internet history, let's say you filter out all the porn. If you look at my internet history, just because I'm reading something doesn't mean I agree with it. Because I actually read things I disagree with. But I understand that Omar Fucktard, I'm sure he only read things he agreed with. Because he's a 99% or he had his 12 years of public education. He's a Muslim. He thinks there's an invisible man in the sky. So forth, so on. He's a liberal Democrat. Believes in gun control. Was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. So obviously he can't be very smart. If I was Donald Trump, I would be running that as a campaign ad. Omar Mateen was a Clinton voter. I would just throw that out there. Just saying, that's what I would be doing. The president, clearly anguished. Oh yeah, clearly anguished by the latest mass shooting to unfold during his tenure. Wait, I thought he was ushering in this new fucking age of peace and prosperity. Why are all these fucking people shooting people during the Obama regime? I mean, wasn't he going to bring us the fucking holy new age? Over which a pattern has emerged of chilling acts of gun violence and refusals by Congress to enact gun restrictions in their aftermath. Said the Orlando massacre should also prompt Americans to, quote, think about the risk that we are willing to take by being so lax in how we make very powerful firearms available to people in this country. Unquote. And of course, after this came out, we now know the FBI interviewed him, what, two, three times? That he was being watched at one point by the government for being a fucking wacko? What exactly is this additional law? I would love somebody to tell me the wording of this law that would have prevented him from getting a gun. As I've pointed out before, it's already illegal to kill people. the idea that, well, we'll have another law that says, you know, if you're going to go and kill people in a gay nightclub, you can't buy a fucking AR-15. Yeah, that'll stop him. He's like, well, I was going to go kill these people, but oh, fuck, it's against the law for me to have an AR-15. Fuck, all right, well, I guess I'll just go home and play some computer games. I'm not going to go kill some people after all. I mean, fucking Christ, you statist, you are so fucking stupid. I do not understand how you remember to breathe. You're so fucking dumb. You're so fucking dumb. I mean, how do you even know to metabolize oxygen and carbon dioxide? You're that fucking stupid. Quote, this fucking we shit coming out of Obama's fucking nasty, filthy mouth. What is this we shit, you goddamn cocksucking piece of shit? Quote, we make it very easy for individuals who are troubled or disturbed or want to engage in violent acts to obtain very powerful weapons very easily, and it's a problem, Mr. Obama said, noting that the rampage appeared to have been carried out. Right. Yes, Tom, we're on the scene right now and reporting that 10 million people died. What? Are 10 million people are dead? No, Tom, they're not 10 million people dead. We're just reporting that 10 million people are dead. Right. Well, it appeared. The fucking president of the United States. Well, it appeared. I don't really fucking know anything. But that's how it appeared. Why don't you wait till you actually fucking know something? Oh, wait, you don't know anything. It appeared to have been carried out with guns obtained legally, including one. The suspect was able to carry out of the store the same day it was purchased. Oh my God. Again, it's like, okay, so he's like, I'm going to go kill some people. Oh, I can't take the gun home today? Ah, fuck it. Okay, I'm just going to stop being a fucking psycho homosexual Muslim who wants to kill other homosexuals because I can't get the gun today. I've been cured. I'm no longer a jackass, asshole, psychopath. I've been magically cured. How are you people this stupid? Don't answer. I know how you're this stupid. I know. It's called statism. All right. Without referring to him, Mr. Obama, also appeared to counter Donald J. Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, who has suggested in the wake of the Orlando horror that the president is insufficiently concerned about terrorist threats. Mr. Obama said that the shooting should prompt both an intensification of efforts to fight terrorism and new steps to rein in gun violence, and that one response need not come at the expense of the other. Again, you want to end gun violence? It's simple. Open carry. You have people walking around with sidearms. Again, guys, God, if the fucking nightclub, 300 people in there, if there had been 50 people in there with fucking 9mm sidearms on their hips, Omar fucktard, retard, fucking faggot, homo, Muslim, fucking sociopath would have gone nowhere near that place. Omar may have been a fucking psycho, may have been a Muslim, same difference. He wasn't stupid. If people in there would have had sidearms, he'd have gone nowhere fucking near it. That's how you end gun violence. I know it's too hard for you to understand because you're stupid. I know it's difficult for you to understand because you've swallowed so much of Obama's cum that it's given you a stomachache. And you can't really focus on what I'm saying because you're all bent over clutching your stomach and looking for some Pepto-Bismol. Quote, it's not an either or, it's a both and, Mr. Obama said. Quote, we have to go after these terrorist organizations and hit them hard. I mean, dude, you're bombing their fucking countries, you're killing them with flying robots. What the fuck more are you going to do? Oh, that's right, you're going to bring them into the country so they can get on welfare and rape white women. Yeah, you're really going to fucking hurt ISIS bad. Yeah, you're going to fucking, these terrorist organizations are fucking cowering in fear right now. Actually, they're not, because, as I said, Muslim men are the most manly men on the planet Earth in the year 2016. Cowards, they are not. Sociopaths, psychos, fucktards, stupid, inbred, religious. Yeah. Cowards? No, not cowards. Not at all. But we also have to make sure that it's not easy for somebody who decides they want to harm people in this country to be able to obtain weapons to get at them. Does that mean Obama's going to restrict his access to flying robots that he uses to kill people? The president also said the FBI, which has been criticized for failing to thwart the attack even though Mr. Mateen had been investigated for potential links to terrorist groups, had acted appropriately in the Orlando case. Quote, the FBI followed the procedures they were supposed to and did a proper job, unquote, Mr. Obama said. The government investigated the government and found out the government was not guilty of any wrongdoings. Well, isn't that fucking convenient? Orlando gunman was cool and calm after massacre, the police say. The gunman, who went on a shooting rampage in a popular gay nightclub in Orlando, shot nearly all of his victims in the first stages of the assault, then was utterly, quote, cool and calm while he talked on phone to law enforcement officials about further carnage, claiming allegiance to the Islamic State and praising the Boston Marathon bombers. But of course, it's because of the internet and not enough gun control. See, fucktard going in and shooting these people couldn't possibly have, had nothing to do with the Islamic State. No, of course not. No, it's because of the patriarchy of heterosexual white men with jobs. It's because of not enough gun control. And it's because of the internet, which is how the patriarchy infected him. See, he was this good, perfect, typical Muslim who was very tolerant, and especially of women and of homosexuals, and just wanted to live in this rainbow unicorn fart kind of world with all different nationalities and race. And then he got on the internet, and then the white men, Roosh and fucking Roosh, and then that other rapist Roosh, and then the great one himself, they contaminated this poor young child with 12 years of public education and no reasoning skills. They contaminated him via the internet and made him go get an AR-15 and shoot all these poor, loving, tolerant homosexuals who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton and let more Muslims into the country. Goddamn fucking white men. As officials offered new details about the worst mass shooting in American history, nothing like the war between the states, which left 49 people. The population of the United States is what? 49 people are dead. Oh my God, tragic. How will we ever? Hillary Clinton is still going to win the election. She didn't need these 49 people's votes. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, blah, so yeah, blah, blah. Mr. Mateen eventually made comments persuading them, quote, there would be an imminent loss of life. And Chief Mina said, prompted to end a three-hour standoff, order the assault that killed Mr. Mateen and freed people chugging clubs. Okay, so it took them 3 hours to find their balls. That's actually, that's okay. President Obama, the Messiah, the Lord and Savior, speaking to reporters at White House because he wants an attention, just like a fucking 16-year-old girl, said it appeared that the attack was all about me because I have black skin. Oh, wait, that's not what he said. He said it was, quote, an example of the kind of homegrown extreme we've been concerned about in radical materials online. I already read that. Both of these are from, what is this from? The New York Times. The New York Times is copying and pasting. It's the same fucking sentence I just read to you. I just realized that. The New York Times is copying and pasting from their own fucking articles. Even as military forces and intelligence agencies attack the Islamic State and other extremist groups, Mr. Obama said, quote, one of the biggest challenges we are going to have is this kind of propaganda and pervasive perversions of Islam you see generated on the internet. Again, it's the internet. It's the manosphere. Because he had 12 years of public education, it's not like he has critical thinking skills. He didn't learn anything useful. New information also emerged on Monday that Mr. Mateen, including on Mr. Mateen, including frightening statements that he had made 3 years ago to coworkers at a security firm about being tied to terrorism, and that the resulting FBI investigation was quite extensive, lasting 6 months. And let me remind you, I just talked extensively about the book, about, what the fuck was the name of the book? I don't remember. The one about the government collecting data and how the government's data collection shit to prevent terrorism has never yet stopped any terrorism. Here we go. I mean, the government was monitoring the guy. They investigated him for 10 months. What happened? He shoots and kills 49 people. Oh, fucking bravo, FBI. Brav fucking oh. Job well done. Yes. Yes, your fucking surveillance program of spying everybody on the internet. Yes, that's working really well. Only in the government can you fucking fail and get more money, and then you fail again more miserably, and people tell you, you're doing a great job. Here's some more money. He claimed family connections to Al-Qaeda. Blah, blah, blah. He also said he was a member of Hezbollah. Who gives a fuck what that is? It's some fucking fanatics. They should be dead. Natural selection were around. They would be. He said he hoped that law enforcement would raid his apartment and assault his wife and child so that he could martyr himself. Yeah. 12 years of public education. Fucking psychopath. But the FBI in a 10-month investigation never noticed that. Hey, perfectly normal. Nothing to see here. Our investigation involved introducing confidential sources to him, recording conversations with him, following, reviewing transactional records from his communications, and searching government records for mentions of him, the director said. We then interviewed him twice. He admitted making the statements the co-workers reported. He explained it in anger because co-workers were discriminating against him and teasing him because he's a Muslim. Oh, he played the race card.
Randy. Hold the music, we're going over.
I know, I told you we weren't, just do it. Oh, he played the race card. I was discriminated against. Oh, yeah. And it worked. And he being discriminated against. The evil white people he works with are discriminating against him. Oh, whoopee whoopee patriarchy. Oh, I just can't have any sympathy. There are 49 dead people. I can't have any fucking sympathy. This is what you're the ones who invented the fucking racist, sexist, homophobic card. You're the ones who, you people, gave him the get out of jail free card. The FBI closed the investigation and Mr. Mateen Fucktard continued working as a security guard. Florida Department of Corrections revealed on Monday that before working for the private security firm G4S, Mr. Mateen worked briefly as a state prison guard. No surprise there. Albert C. Masako, a department spokesman, said Mr. Mateen worked at Martin Correctional Institute from October 2006 to April 2007, but did not say why he left. Again, fucktard, retarded pieces of shit like him. Again, look at the pictures on the internet. There's two pictures I've seen. He's wearing the NYPD shirt. These kind of fucking sociopath fucktards, they want to be police officers. They want to have, and he works at a prison. He's a security. They want to carry around guns. They want positions of authority. They want power. This is why they ultimately free, because they're just so desperate for power. And they're just fucktards, and nobody gives a shit about them. But they're so power hungry. They're so statist. They so desperately want to control other people, to lord over other people, and eventually they snap and they do stupid shit, like going to a gay nightclub and shoot 50 people. And Mr. Mateen had a chilling history that include talking about killing people, beating his former wife, and voicing hatred of minorities, gays, and Jews. Most of his victims were gay, Latino, or both. Oh, but diversity and tolerance. And we're going to bring in more of these people because Hillary Clinton wants them here because, oh, we love tolerance and fucking diversity. And Muslim, you know, Islam is the religion of peace. By peace, of course, we mean hatred of minorities, gays, and Jews. And importantly, the FBI investigating him, in the 10 months the FBI investigated him, they didn't notice any of this stuff. Shit, we didn't notice him talking about killing people, or we didn't know he beat his wife. Shit, we spent 10 months reading his emails. We had no fucking idea that he might be a fucking sociopath. No idea. I mean, hey, he had 12 years of public education. We figured he was a good little liberal Democrat. What did we... hello? He's a fucking Muslim. He's Islam, religion of peace. Okay. His father, Saqid al-Fuktard, Metin fucking cocksucking piece of shit, an Afghan immigrant, said that he was particularly enraged by seeing a same-sex couple kiss, though the elder Metin said in a video he posted online that he believed it was up to God to punish gays. Oh, well, gee, all right. See, this is what we need, more of these tolerant, diverse people who are willing to let the gays kiss each other, knowing that God's going to take care of them. Let's leave that up to God. But on Monday, the father, teary-eyed, told reporters he had no inkling of what was to come. Again, guys, diversity plus proximity equals war. Go to the website. It's in the sidebar. Click it. Read the shit. No. This is what you get. You want diversity, you're going to get warfare. Deal with it. Mr. Mateen's father, Saqib motherfucking fucktard, retarded fucking inbred cocksucking son of a bitch, posted a video on his Facebook page early on Monday in which he expressed regret and confusion about why his son had carried out the mass killing. Quote, "I don't know what caused this," unquote, said Mr. Mateen, speaking in Dari, a language spoken in Afghanistan. Quote, "I did not know and did not understand that he has anger in his heart. My son, Omar Fuktard Mateen, he was a very good boy, an educated boy, who had a child and a wife, very respectful of his parents." So when you're the kind of person who goes into a gay nightclub and shoots 100 people, for Muslims, that's called being educated, good, and respectful. And these are the people, and you're, people who don't want Muslims coming into white countries are racist. I don't know, maybe it's because us evil racist white men don't define things like good, educated, and respectful as going into gay nightclubs and shooting 100 people. Maybe that's why we don't want the fucking... I get it. Your fucking vagina wants the alpha male sperm. I get it. I've spent 5 episodes explaining this to you. I understand why fucking Western women want the fucking Muslim rapist to come to Western countries and rape them. I get it. They are manly. They are courageous. They have the alpha male sperm. The fucking average white man is a total fucking spineless coward, and no woman who's worth being a no woman of quality wants to fuck 80% of the white men in the United States. I get it. Monday's news conference, A. Lee Bentley, the United States Attorney for Central Florida, said the investigators had collected a large amount of electronic and criminal evidence and were trying to determine whether Mr. Mateen acted alone. If anyone else is involved in this crime, Mr. Bentley said, they will be prosecuted. Ooh, bet they're scared, but they're fucking terrified. They're going to be prosecuted. Whew, scary. There'd have been some people in that dance club with 9mm pistols on their hips. If anybody else was involved in the shooting, they'd be fucking dead. But no, the government's going to prosecute them. Ooh, scary, scary. It's the worst act, blah, blah, blah. And the deadliest attack on a gay target in the nation's history. See, that makes a difference. This is a gay target. Remember, homosexuals are just like us. Only they're not. Only they're special. Right? Governor Rick Scott of Florida said on Monday he had asked Mr. Obama to issue a federal emergency declaration for his state. Hey, look! This is an opportunity for us to get money. We can get money from the federal government. Oh, please, Mr. Obama, declare this a federal emergency so we can get some motherfucking free money. Jesus fucking Christ. Why don't you just piss on the corpses while you're at it? I mean, while you're fucking desecrating these people that are dead because you told them that guns are evil, why don't you, and then while you're trying to get your fucking free tax money, because these people who were told guns are evil and therefore couldn't defend themselves are dead, why don't you just piss on their fucking corpses also? Just pull out your fucking tiny little fucking Florida penis and piss on their fucking corpses while you're at it. Yesterday's terror attack was an attack on our state and entire nation, Mr. Scott said in a statement. This morning, I have asked President Obama to declare an emergency so that the full resources of the federal government can be made available for all those impacted by this horrific massacre. In other words, so that the state of Florida can get money. The people who were shot are not going to get any fucking money. The dead people, you give them some money, they're still dead. Doesn't fucking matter. In a letter to Mr. Obama, Mr. Scott sought two forms of federal aid. Quote, provision of health and safety measures, unquote, as well as, quote, management, control, and reduction of immediate threats to public health and safety, unquote. Okay, the shooting is over. It's not like there was an outbreak of the bubonic plague, right? And you have to go in and decontaminate and sterilize, like follow up. No, the shooting's over. Omar Fucktard isn't going to come back from the dead like a zombie and start shooting more people. Okay, the shooting's done. An emergency declaration would give Florida up to $5 million in initial federal funding. And that's what it's really all about. It's all about two things. It's about white women in North America getting quality sperm inside their cunts. And it's about the governments getting more money. It's just a And thank you for listening to the Go Fuck Yourself podcast. All right, we are out of here. Don't worry. I'll be back with more offensive shit. It just never ends. It never fucking ends.